Chapter 8. The Medicine Man. In the evening, the five men arrived at the north end of Lake Horican. They got out of the canoe, and Uncas and Chingachgook carried it. They put it under some trees. "We have lost the trail," said Duncan. "Where shall we go? My Mohican friends know the path to the Hurons' village," said Hawkeye. "It is north of this place. That is where Magua is going. We will go north too." For 2 days the men followed the path. They walked many miles. They arrived at the Hurons' village on the second day. It was early evening. There were about 100 houses by a small lake. Hawkeye spoke to Chingachgook and Uncas. Then he spoke to Duncan and Munro. "General Munro, stay with Chingachgook," said Hawkeye. "Stay in the forest. Duncan and I will go into the village. Uncas, go up the hill to the west. Watch the village. Come back quickly. Tell us about the guards." An hour passed. The four men waited. Uncas did not come back. Suddenly Duncan spoke. "I have a plan," he said. "Hawkeye, give me your coat. I must not wear my red soldier's coat in the village. I will be a medicine man, a French doctor. I will speak French. I will walk through the village and go into the houses. The Hurons will not hurt a medicine man. I will find Alice and Cora." It was a dangerous plan. Duncan put on Hawkeye's coat. Then he walked into the Hurons' village. There was a large wooden building in front of him. It was the meeting house of the Huron chiefs. Duncan went inside. Some Huron chiefs were sitting together. They saw Duncan come in. One of the chiefs walked forward. His hair was gray, and he was tall and strong. He spoke to Duncan in the Huron language, but Duncan did not understand. "Do you speak French?" Duncan asked. The Huron replied in French. "Why are you here?" he asked. "I am a medicine man," said Duncan. "The King of France sent me. Are any Hurons ill?" Suddenly there were loud cries from the forest. The chiefs left the meeting house. Duncan followed them. More Hurons were coming into the village. There was a prisoner in front of them. It was Uncas.